It is about noon on the flying field at Alto K. Since early morning, the little airport has been a scene of bustling activity as work went forward in filming of the motion picture Coffin Nails. Squadrons of both Allied and German fighters have taken off, engaged in thrilling air battles for the cameramen, and then landed to refuel. As mechanics busy themselves with checking over the airplanes, the stunt pilots stand around in small groups and discuss incidents in the morning's flying. But now, an air of tenseness prevails. It is nearing the time of the filming of one of the most dangerous of scenes recorded for the movies, the actual crashing of an airplane. Speed Robertson himself has elected to pilot the ship. Harry Phelps will be his passenger. We now find Jimmy Allen talking earnestly to Speed. A short distance away, Flash Lewis is making a final inspection of the plane to be used in the scene.
After all, Speed, this job belongs to one of the stunt pilots. You're in charge of the show here, remember that. Let one of us fellas do it. If anything happens, well, there'll be no one to look after the operation of the field.
Nothing's going to happen, Jim. I'll give the cameramen just what they want and come out without a scratch.
Well, maybe you will, Speed, but there's a big chance of something going wrong when you crack up an airplane. You know that. Oh, come on, Speed. Turn over the job to one of us. Then if we get bunged up a little, you'll still be here to carry on with the show.
No, Jim. I'm going to do the job, and that's that.
In my opinion, you're the only pilot who shouldn't do it. Why, there's a dozen of us here that could do it. I'll turn it over to one of us, Speed. Don't take any chances.
I'm not taking any chances, kid. I know just what I'm going to do.
Look, why not let me handle the job? I've been thinking about it for a while, and I know just how to bring that baby in, hit the building in exactly the right spot, and not even get shaken up.
You think you can crack up and not get hurt, huh? But it'd be different with me, a hot rock, huh?
Oh, no, not exactly. But of course, there's always a chance.
Jim, I don't want you doing it. That's absolutely out.
Well, give the job to Baloo, then. He volunteered for it. Seemed anxious to do it.
Yeah, you know why? He wanted to take Harry Phelps. Phelps were in that plane.
Oh, I know he has it in for Phelps. But I don't see how he could crack up and hurt Phelps without risking his own neck, too.
Hell, I don't either, Jim, but leave it to Baloo. He'd figure out some way. Now, Jim, I'm going to do this job so there's no use talking about it. It's getting about time, too. Flash ought to have that ship checked over. Hey, Flash! Flash, is she all ready?
Yeah, she's all set, Spade.
Hey, Jim, run down and see if Harry Phelps is all set. If he is, tell him to get in the ship and I'll be over there in a minute.
Okay, but I wish you'd listen to me.
Don't worry about it. We'll be all right. She's all ready, huh, Flash?
Yeah, she's as safe as it's possible to make it, Speed. I got padding in a cockpit just like we figured out. But I tell you, I don't like this idea you're doing this crash.
Yeah, why not, Flash? What's the matter with it?
Well, you ought to let some of these younger pilots do jobs like that. After all, you've been through the mill. You had your share of crack-ups and tough flying jobs. Give some of these young fellas a shot at it.
You're as bad as Jimmy. He's trying to talk me out of it, too.
Now, listen to me, Speed. This ship you're using ain't fit to stand a hard wind, let alone deliberately flying into a building. The minute she hits, she's going to fly all to pieces. You ain't got a chance in the world of getting out of that without being hurt. I'm telling you now, I've been around airplanes too long to be kidding myself about that.
Well, that's just why I'm going to do it, Flash. Some of these youngsters would smack into the hut in that ship and get hurt. They wouldn't use any judgment. Yeah, all they'd be thinking about would be making a good crash. I can bring that ship in, pile it up all over the place, make it look real good, and not even get a hard bump.
Yeah, maybe you can and maybe you can't. If it was a new ship, but it'd stand a lot of rough usage, it'd be different.
Forget it, Flash. I'm going to do the crack-ups, and I'm not going to get hurt. So quit fussing about it like an old woman. You haven't changed a bit since the war. I can remember you, even in France, giving me long-winded lectures on how I ought to pilot these buggies.
Yeah, and you ain't changed a bit either. You're just as stubborn as you always were.
Well, now don't worry, Flash, old fella. Everything's going to be all right. Here comes Don Stewart to give us a final hot dope. Now, look, take that sad look off your face and smile. One would think you'd just come from the morgue or something.
Yeah, well, I may be going to one if you don't quit this crazy flying of yours and let some of the other pilots do some of it.
Well, we're all ready for you, Mr. Stewart. Anything you want to tell me before I shove off?
Is the ship all ready, Robertson?
Flash here just got through checking it over. She's all ready to go.
That's fine. Now, you're aware of the importance of realism in this shot. Crashing the airplane will be of no use to us whatsoever unless it's absolutely real. It must be convincing.
I know just what you want, Mr. Stewart. You'll have a good crack-up.
You're the man to do it, Robertson. Now, here's the way we'll handle the scene. You're to come in hedge-hopping from the south. Hop the ground all the way. I want you just clipping the treetops.
Yes, I understand that.
I'll have three cameras positioned in order to catch your approach and the actual crash. Now, the old shack isn't very high, you know, so you'll have to be right on the ground when you hit it.
Right on the ground, huh? Well, I have that all figured out.
Then after the crack-up, and we get you and your passenger out of the mess, We shoot another scene showing the bombs exploding. Of course, you have nothing to do with that.
Oh, thanks. Well, I understand.
We don't want to take any unnecessary chances, however. Your cockpits are properly padded, I presume?
Yes, Mr. Stewart, we've taken every precaution.
Good.
The cockpits are well padded. Everything's been removed from the ship that's unnecessary, and Harry Phelps and myself are wearing crysuits.
Yeah, and you just got gas enough to take off and fly around a few minutes before you come in.
Yeah, that's right. You see, we've drained nearly all the gas from the tanks so that in case a tank should burst from the impact, there'll be less danger of fire.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Of course, we have an ambulance right on the scene, also firefighting equipment. But I believe, Robertson, it's possible to give us what we want without endangering either yourself or your passenger.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Stewart. I'll handle this job.
Well, I don't see why you don't let some of these young pilots do it, Speed. If they get hurt, it ain't going to make...
Now, Flash, let's forget all that.
Mr. Robertson knows his business, Flash. I'd rather have him doing it than some of these youngsters who want to tear up the whole place.
We'll shove off in a few minutes, Mr. Stewart. We'll be ready to dive down for the crash at, let's say, 12 o'clock.
Good enough. Good luck, Robertson. And don't break your neck.
Why, thanks, Mr. Stewart. We'll give you a good picture.
Yeah, well, he cares whether you break your neck or not. All he wants is an airplane cracked up.
Well, he'll have that, Flash. Well, I'm going to go over and give the ship a look. I want to have a little talk with Harry Phelps. I think he's over there now.
I'll be over in a minute, Speed. Here comes Jimmy, young Roy Phelps.
I'll see you in a minute, Flash.
Okay. Well, Jim, I guess you didn't get nowheres with him either, huh?
Oh, gee, Flash, I used every argument I could think of, but he insists upon doing it himself.
I sure wish some other pilot was going to do the job and that Dad wasn't going along at all.
I tried to tell Speed to let some of you young fellas do it, but he just wouldn't listen to me.
Believe me, I'm glad that Speed's flying the ship as long as Dad has to go along.
Your Dad doesn't have to go along, Roy.
Well, yeah, I know that, Jim. But after he refused to go with Baloo and then Speed said he'd fly the ship, Dad insisted upon going just to prove that he wasn't, well, just afraid of the job.
Yeah, that's the kind of reasoning that gets a lot of pilots into trouble. They do something foolish because they're afraid somebody will think they're yellow.
Well, Dad just told me he wasn't afraid as long as Speed was flying the ship.
Well, I don't like any part of this business. Speed and I should be back in Kansas City working for Grand National Airways where we belong.
Oh, come on now, Flash. We're having a lot of fun out here.
Well, I'll feel better when this crash business is over with. I don't feel worse.
Well, I think I'll go over and talk to Dad. He's getting in the ship now. Well, excuse me, fellas. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay. Go ahead, Roy.
You better help your Dad with them straps. Make them good and tight, too.
I will, Flash.
Ah, this thing doesn't look right to me at all, Flash. Speed's taking an awful big chance. You know that. You know, he's liable to come out of that thing all smashed up.
I've been arguing with him about it since early this morning, and he won't change his mind. What can you do with a guy like that?
Yeah, I know. Well, of course, Flash, there's one good thing. If anyone can bring that ship in right, Speed can do it.
Yeah, but them old crates ain't built for this kind of work, Jim. I'm telling you right now, I don't like this business.
Well, neither do I, Flash, but after all, what... Hey, say, isn't that Mike Mancuso coming down the line here?
Yeah, it is.
Wasn't he the fellow that you and Speed thought maybe was fooling around the hangar last night?
Yeah, but don't say nothing to him about it. We ain't sure. Hello, Mike. What do you want?
I'd like to see Mr. Allen alone for a moment. I'd like to tell him something.
You want to talk to me?
Yes, sir. It's very important, Mr. Allen.
Well, go ahead. I got to help Speed anyways. I'll be over to ship, Jim. Mike, I want you to keep on MP-38s because we may need them this afternoon.
I'll do it, Flash. I'll have them ready for you.
Well, what do you have on your mind, Mike?
This is very important, and I think you're the one to talk to. You know Speed Robertson well?
Speed? Oh, sure I do. Speed's the best friend I have in the world. What about it?
Something awful is going to happen. I'm telling you, Mr. Allen, something terrible will happen.
Huh? Why, what do you mean, Mike?
Mr. Allen, something terrible will happen. I've got to tell you.
Now, what do you mean? Look here, what are you talking about anyway?
Speed Robertson must not take off on that P-38. He and that man Phelps will be killed.
Oh, you're talking about that crash, of course. Now, look here, Mike. Speed can handle it okay. There's no use trying to talk him out of it anyway. We've already tried that.
It's not the crash. It's something else.
What do you mean, Mike?
I can't tell you what it is, but Speed Robertson must not fly that ship.
Now, look here. What are you getting at anyway?
I'm telling you, Mr. Allen, I can't keep it a secret any longer. Speed Robertson must not fly in that ship. He'll be killed.
Now, look here, Mike. What are you so excited about anyway? Why shouldn't Speed take off?
Please don't ask me that, but you mustn't let him. I tell you, he'll be killed. I know.
What do you know, Mike? What do you know? What's the matter here?
Please believe me, Mr. Allen. I can't tell you what'll happen, but if he does take off, He'll be dead.
Now, listen here, Mike. Do you know something about that ship that we don't know?
Yes, I do. But I'm telling you, I can't tell you about it. If I told you, then I'd be killed.
Is there something wrong with that ship, Mike?
Yes, and if Speed flies it, he'll be killed.
Listen here, Mike. What's wrong with that ship? What's been done to it?
I tell you, I can't tell you. Don't ask me. I just can't tell.
If there's anything wrong with that ship, Mike, I've got to know it.
I can't.
You tell me, Mike, even if I have to choke it out of you, I've got to know.
All right, I'll tell. The bomb, one of the bombs, when Speed crashes, it'll explode.
What? You mean that one of those dummy bombs is loaded?
I had to tell you, Mr. Allen. One of the bombs will explode.
If Mancuso's story is true, then Jim's pal, Speed Robertson, will surely be killed by the explosion. It promises to become very exciting. Don't miss the next episode in The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.